Holding on, I am dialing over to Alice's fourth line. Continuing with these topics about Taruvus, about things that got mixed up together, ultimately going back to our mission of the case of animals that got animals of Carbonus and animals that are high of Misa that got mixed up together. So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav, Tabas shall avoid his kafafi. A ring of Avodah Zarah. This can be different before we talk about it. Rashi says that it was used to decorate Avodah Zarah. Other Rishonim learned that it means that it was used to that it was used as a korban to Avodah Zarah. Whatever the case, it's also b'hanah. So it's avod b'meir tabor. So it got mixed up with 100 other rings. The nafla achas mehem the yamagadol, and one of them fell into the yamagadol, into the Mediterranean Sea. Hutru kolon. Then the rest of the mixture is all mutter. Damrin and half the nafal hainu the isura, because we can attribute, we can say that the one that fell in is the one of the isur. And therefore we can say that the rest of them are mutter. So Tosfos points out, first of all, the reason why we would allow that, usually we say Avodah Zarah is not bottle, but because Midaraisa, in fact, would be bottle beroiv. Earlier in a Tosfos on Ayin Gimel on the Beis, they discussed this point that Midaraisa things are bottle beroiv, so therefore we can be makel. But Tosfos says, first of all, it has to be that it fell, not that, for example, somebody threw it in. Even if he did it for Shergig, we're still going to penalize Shergig ultra mazid, as the Gemara often says. We don't want the, if people do it for Shergig, we may come to think that it's mutter b'mazid, or even people might do it, as they say, accidentally on purpose. So that's first of all. Second of all, also it has to have fallen into the Yamagadol or someplace like that, where now that's it, it's gone and we're not getting it back. As opposed to, we're going to talk about soon in the Gemara, where, for example, they got separated into different groups. The 100 got separated into groups in 40 and 60. Then we don't say that. Another point in that regard also is that once it's fallen into the Yamamelach, then we have no, the Shitrubal Kubetas points out that if they just got separated, one reason we're not going to be makel like this is because it's very easy to put them back together. But if it fell into the Yamagadol, then realistically you're not getting it back, and therefore we have less reason to worry about that it might be taken from there and brought back into the group. Therefore we have reason that we can say that it is mutter, and we can attribute and say that the one that fell is the one that that was also in the first place. Well, the Gemara says, Eisvei Rava l'Rav Nachman. So Rava says to Rav Nachman, then I have a question. So you're telling me then that once one of them is gone, we can say the rest of them are mutter. What about our Mishnah that described you have one animal that's also b'hanah, one shor ha'niskol or one chatois ha'mesis that got mixed up with many other animals of heter, and we say afilo achas b'ribur, even if it's 1 in 10,000, you're mostly cool on. All of them have to be left to die. Now the question is, based on your logic with the rings, am I? Why should we say that? Namer, why don't we say demis, the one that died is sura mis, is the one that was also. The same way as we can attribute with the rings, the same way we should attribute with the animals. As soon as one of them dies, we should say that one, the first one dies, then we can assume that one was the isur. And then we should say that the rest of them are mutter. We did learn before that our Mishnah holds Balei Chayim Nidchin, that animals, once they're pushed away, once they're rejected from being brought as a korban, then they can't be, we're not going to be able to offer them anymore. We want to discuss that point yesterday, that our Mishnah holds like that. Fine, so the question is, we shouldn't be able to be mak with them, but the Keren Oda says, at least, first of all, if nothing else, we don't have to let them all die. We can let them graze until they develop a mum and sell them, etc. But in any case, the Keren Oda points out that Rav himself holds, as we talked about yesterday, ein balei chayim nidchin, that living animals are not subject to that rule of dichui. Yes, we can have that they're rejected, but once the circumstances that cause them to be rejected go away, then the animal becomes mutter to use as a korban again. Well, then the question is, why don't we do the same thing over here? As soon as the reason why they're all also to bring as a korban is because of this one animal in there that's also banah. Fine. As soon as we have one animal dead, let's say that that was the one, and the rest of them we should actually be mutter to actually offer. But again, even if not to offer, at least we shouldn't say they have to all die. We should at least say they can graze until they develop a mum and sell them, etc. An interesting point in that regard, actually, is Mefarshim discuss, according to Rava's Svara, that was saying that if one of them dies, then it would be good enough. The question might even be, we should be able to directly kill one of them and do that. Now, when it comes to the rings, Tosfos had said, not if you threw one of them into the sea, that wouldn't work. But here, the Son Kodshim points out, after all, you do have a mitzvah. When it comes to the Shor and Nisko, you have a mitzvah to give it skila. When it comes to the Hataris HaMesis, it's Halacha L'Moshe Sinai, that they have to be left to be locked up and left to die. So now, you could argue, fine, I'm being Mekayim that. I'm going and giving the animal skila or doing whatever to it, and that should be the equivalent of with the rings, you know what I mean, particular mitzvah, to throw one of them away. Whereas over here, you have the mitzvah to kill the animal, so once we do that, then we should say that all the rest of them are mutter. Amalai, sort of Nachman answers, Rav d'amak Rav Eliezer. Because Rav is saying like what Rav Eliezer says. It's not, as we learn in a Mishnah later in the Perek, we quoted at the top of the Amud as well. We had a case over there where limbs of animals that were tmimim, that were brought as korbanos and have been cut up into limbs, have been mixed up with the limbs of bali mumim. What do we do with them? Rav Eliezer, I mean, in part of a rosh shel echad mehen, Rav Eliezer says, if one of the heads has already been offered, and then we found out there's something wrong, then we're allowed to bring all the rest of the heads, because then we can attribute that first one is the one from the Baal Mum, and the rest of them are from Tzmimim, and they, because after all, there was only one Baal Mum mixed in the first place, and therefore, so we see that Rabbi Eliezer holds this concept of Toilin, that he says that we can attribute that the one that went missing, in this case, the one that we offered on the Mizbeach before we knew that there was anything wrong, Then it might even be that if we did it via Dayim, even afterwards, the Karen Oda points out that later in the Perek, the Gemara is going to explain that Rabbi Eliezer actually holds Minatoda, there wouldn't be any issue offering these heads at all. It's only you can't offer a Baal Mum by itself. And here, when there's a mixture of Baal Mum and Tmimim, Rabbi Eliezer would hold that on a Daraisa level, you could. So only Midirabbanan is not. So Rabbi Eliezer might say that even if he actually went and deliberately offered one of them on the Mizbeach, then maybe we would say the rest of them is, maybe the rest of them are mutter. Or fine, maybe we would say he did it for sure, let's say, but fine, he did it for a different explanation. The Chavis Das explains that if he was makriv one of them for sure, then Rabbi Eliezer would allow it, but not if he did b'mezid. But fine, the point is, in other words, Rabbi Eliezer says there is a case where one of them was offered, and we can attribute that one was the one that was also, and the rest of them are mutter. So then, Rav is holding like Rabbi Eliezer in that regard. To be sure, it's not exactly the same, because we said at the top of the Amud, we learned yesterday, Rabbi Eliezer holds that there's never any dichui at all. He said that even with animals that are shechted, even we talked about yesterday, at the top of the Amud, as far as blood of a korban, that it's never completely nidcha. It can always be nira again. It can always be acceptable again when circumstances change. Fine, but at least we can say that Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer as far as the concept of Toilin, the concept that we can say that the one that went missing, the one that we offered, the one that fell into the Yamamelach, etc., is the one that was also, and the rest of them are mutter. He doesn't necessarily hold like him as far as the details of Dichuri, but fine, at least, so that's the answer. Rav holds like Rabbi Eliezer, whereas you're right, the Chachamim might disagree with that din as far as the rings, and therefore, and our Mishnah would be going according to that. The question is, didn't Rabbi Eliezer say, the Gemara is going to say further on the Gemara said, explains further when we get to that sugya about the limbs of the karbanis, that even Rabbi Eliezer only allows them to offer them two at a time. Because every time you have two of them, there was only one Baal Mum mixed in the first place. So at least when you mak with two of them at the same time, there's at least a 50-50 chance that one of them is a tumim and that you're allowed to do that. And therefore, again, Rabbi Eliezer is going to say that there's an iser to offer a Baal Mum only when it's by itself. So only when you do them two by two. So then at least we can definitely say we know for sure that one of these we know for sure that one of these two that were being makriv is kosher. Now the concept of toilin can allow us to say that actually both of them are kosher and that the one that was also has already been offered. Abel echad echadloy, but when it's one at a time, Rabbi Yezer won't allow that because then you only have one suffix. Then you only have the suffix whether the one that was also was already brought. Or not, you don't have any way of saying right now, the one that I'm bringing, you don't have 100% chance that one of the ones that you're bringing right now is the one that's mutter. So we see that even Rabbi Eliezer limits this to this case of toilin. So what are you talking about then in the case of the rings, that even one ring falls in to the Yaman Gadol, and already you can say that the whole thing is mutter because toilin. So the Gemara says, fine, Amalei. So Rav Nachman says, I'm no nami, tauti kamina. When I'm saying that Rav says if one ring fell in, it's talking about one ring, it means if two rings fell in. One ring fell in, but then after that, when you're allowed to do whatever you're going to do with the rings, it would have to be two at a time. You can't sell them one at a time anymore, because you're right, for the same reason. Every one of them might be the one that was originally from Avodah Zarah, but what you can do, you can sell them in pairs. So that each time, same idea as with the heads of the korbanos. Each time, you know for a fact that one of the ones you're selling is perfectly mutter, and toilin will allow us to say, according to Rabbi Eliezer, that the other one is also mutter. So that's one way of explaining. Actually, the Lecha Mishnah understands the Rambam to be saying that no, actually, what it means. So this is according to Rashi that it means. In other words, one fell in originally. You have 99 rings left, and now out of those 99, you're selling them two at a time. In the case of the, eventually you get to a point where you have to sell three of them at a time, because you have an odd number. But the point is, in other words, that you can't sell them one at a time. The Lecha Mishnah understands the Rambam actually to be saying that it means even Rabbi Eliezer would only allow if to begin with two rings fell in or two heru. Rav would say two rings fell in, and Rabbi Eliezer would say two rings were offered. So then we can say then at that point, actually, you could say that maybe you could even use them one by one. So in other words, when we say over here, anonami tauti kamina, does he mean that you can only sell them or use them two at a time, which is how Rashi learns, or does it mean two of them fell in or two of them were offered in the first place, and now you're allowed to do the rest of them one at a time? That would be the Mishnah's understanding of the Rambam. So that's that. So we have this case again where you have a bunch of things of Isser. One of them disappeared. One of them is no longer available. And we say in certain cases we can say Toilin that we can attribute and say that was the one, or those were among those two was the one that was Usser, and the rest of them will be Mutter. However, that doesn't work in our Mishnah. However, the reason why that contradicts our Mishnah is because our Mishnah is according to the Chachamim, and Rav is talking according to Rabbi Eliezer. Okay. Another din in this connection. Omar Rav. Another din that Rav says on the side of it here. It's supposed to be Omar of Yehuda. Omar Rav. Here's another din involving rings of Avodah Zarah. Tabas shel Avodas Kechavim, shenis Arav Mea Taboris. Again, you have one ring of Avodah Zarah that got mixed up in 100 rings, to be exact, in 99 rings, because altogether we're going to talk about here 100, so it means that it got mixed up in 99 others. Now, Uposhu Aboyim Lamakam Echad, Veshishim Lamakam Echad. Then, the 40 and the 6, then they were split up into two groups. 40 of them were taken to one place, and 60 of them were taken to a different place. So the reason why we're taking them to a different place is so now we don't have the issue of kavua. We said we learned previously ko kavua to mechzal mechzadami. If they're in the original place where the suffix first came up, then we're going to have to consider it 50-50 la halacha anyway, no matter how few of them there are, no matter how many of them there are, rather. So even if they're all 100, so even if some of them remain in one place, we would have to attribute that the one of Isser is among them. But here we're talking about that both groups were taken to different places. There are, by the way, different Rishonim discuss. Can it be that we actually saw that happening, or can it be that Or would it have to be that we didn't see that happening? We talked about the previously about the case with the, about cases with animals. We were saying the machinu denaidi. We said we have to let them, we have to force them to wander around. And one explanation is that we may, that we do that when we're not watching. Otherwise, we still have the matter of clear. So otherwise, the fact that you saw them moving from one place to another doesn't take away the kol kavua necessarily. Anyway, so here you're talking about that somehow 40 of them wound up in one place and 60 of them wound up in a different place. Now the point is, we're not going to say yet that we're not yet going to say that any of them are mutter, because the Isser might equally well be among the 40 or among the 60. And there's also the point that Shitta Rebetzis had made before, that you that after all, it's very easy to gather the 100 back together, and then we definitely have the Isser in there, therefore we can't be mocked or anything yet. However, now the twist is, now what happens is, if out of a group of 40, one of them was separated out. So then it doesn't answer other ones that it's mixed into. So now, in other words, there's three stages. First, we had one ring of Avodah Zarah fell into a group of 99 other rings, and we have altogether 100. Stage two is that they were separated into 40 and 60. Stage three is now a second mixture where one of the 40 falls into a group of other ones. So now at that point, it's not going to answer that second group, as the Gemara is going to explain. Achas mishishin, but if one of the group of 60 fell into a different group, then there's still going to be oseres, it's still going to answer that entire group. So the Gemara asks, why? Mishna achas me'aboyim deloy? Why are you telling me that if one of the 40 falls into a different mixture, down in any sura beruba isser, we're able to say that the isser is among the roiv? In other words, the isser is still among the 60. Fine, we're not going to say, like we said before, that maybe the we're not going to say necessarily that all the other ones are mutter, but at least we can say among the 40, we can assume that it's in the roiv, it's in the 60. Well, then, shishim nami, I mean, isura beruba isse. Why can't we say among the 60? And also say that after all, you have 59 left, and one of them fell into a different mixture. Why don't we say the same thing? Why don't we say that we can attribute that one that fell into the other mixture is also, and the rest of them are, and the rest of them are mutter. Or say the other way around, rather. Say that the Isser remained among the 59, and the one that fell, just the opposite. Say the one that fell into another mixture from the 60 is one of the 59. That was, is one of the original 99. Now we have 59 that are mutter. And after all, we don't even know if the one that was also is in this group of 60 or not. So why can't we say, so why shouldn't we say that? In effect, basically, we have almost a sex fake over here. So why is there a difference between the 40 and the 60 in that regard? So the Gemara says, you're right. Ella, rather, what Rav means to say is like this: Im Pershu Avoyim Kulam Lamakam Echad. If the other 40 were all taken to a different place, and then all of them got mixed up with other ones, Ein Osiris, then they don't answer the other ones that they got mixed in. The reason is because within the 40 we have two sfeikas. Number one, the one that was Osir from Avodah Zarah is not necessarily among the 40. And number two, and then all of them get mixed up with other ones. So now we have this double suffix. First of all, any given ring that we pick up out of a second mixture is not necessarily one of the 40, because after all, it got mixed up in a whole bunch of others. So any ring that you pick up might be from the 40 that fell in, but it equally well, might well be from the 100 or whatever number it was that you had there to begin with. Number two, even if it is from the 40, not necessarily did the 40 contain within them the one that was also in the first place, because after all, it might have stayed within the 60. So that kind of thing will be mutter. That kind of thing, in effect, we have a suffix on top. So Rashi explains, if the 40 are all still be'ain, then we can't do that, because then the only suffix we have is on any given ring: is this the one of Avodah Zarah or is this not? And a suffix like that is not going to be good enough to be mafter it. But here, when we have an addition, those 40 got mixed up with others, then already we have reason to say that that any given wing that we pick up is not necessarily the one. The Rashi also points out, in other words, what the Gemara is doing is the Gemara's Rav is making a distinction between whether one of them got lost and fell into the Yamagadol, as we said before, where there we can attribute that that's the one that fell, whereas over here we're talking about they all still exist. They're all b'faneinu. So all of them are included in the suffix. So then in that case, then statistically we would say it's more likely that the Issur remained among the Roiv of the 60. So now, Shishim Lamakam Echad, so now if 60 of them were taken to a different place, and then they got mixed up with other ones, Oisris, then Rav is saying those will Asur, the mixture that those 60 fell into, because then we only have one suffix. Then we have reason to think that after all, the 60 is the Roiv, and it's more likely that the one that was also remained among them, and then we can't say this that we said before, that we have a double suffix, any given wing, is this it, and if not, then was the wing even among the 60, because we can't say that second thing. We have good reason to think that the wing is in fact among the 60. So that's Rav's opinion. Now, Rabbi Yehuda had said that in the name of Rav. Again, the printed Gemara in front of us didn't have that Rabbi Yehuda said it. It just said Omer Rav, but on the side of it, it says it's supposed to be Omer Rabbi Yehuda, Omer Rav. So now, Rabbi Yehuda says, "Hi amrita kamei de Shmuel." When I told over this din that Rav had said, when I told it over to Shmuel, now we find the Geras Reb Shura Goyim tells us, we find references here, and we find references in Shas that Rav passed away before Shmuel. Reb Shura Goyim tells us he passed away 7 years before him. So Rabbi Yehuda had been a Talmud of Rav, but after Rav passed away, he went and learned by Shmuel, became a star Talmud, and many times he would be telling over to Shmuel things that he had learned from Rav. So when I said this to Shmuel, Omali, Shmuel says, Hanachla, Avodas Kechavim, never mind Avodah Zarah, that's Avodah Zarah is a special case. Even a suffix of a suffix, no matter how many sekas you go through, nevertheless, it's still going to answer everything. And therefore, don't be makel like Rab and say when the 40 wings fell into a different group, say that they should all be mutter. The fact is, we still have to be concerned that one of them is the wing of Avodah Zarah, that's Osibana, and therefore you can't do that. So no distinction between the 60 and the 40. The Rav Yod does point out, Shmuel will agree at least with the first din, where one of them fell into the Yamagadol, because there it's lost. So then fine, we can say, at least according to Rabbi Yazir, Toilin. But here, when all of them still exist, and the only question is, which group were they in, then Shmuel says we can't be Makel like that. Well, the Gemara says, Mesa, I have a contradiction. A Braisa says, Suffolk of a Sukhov Masura, a Suffolk of things involving Avodah Zarah is Osir, or Sek Seka Muteres. But a Sek Seka would be Mutter. Ketzad, Kurs Shal Avodah Sukhovim, a cup that was used for Avodah Zarah, and again, it was used as a korban for Avodah Zarah, it was used as a decoration for Avodah Zarah, whatever it is. So a cup like that, Shnothal Otsum Molikosis, it fell into a treasury full of cups. Kulan Asur, and then all of them are also because you have one that's also Bahana mixed in among them. But Pirush Echaman Leriboy, but if one of them was removed from that mixture and fell into 10,000 others, Ume Riboy Leriboy, and one of those 10,000 was mixed into yet another 10,000, then Mutorin. Then all the cups in both groups of 10,000 are mutter. So now Tosfos discusses over here and says that actually, so why are we saying what if we're saying already that the second group is mutter? Why do we even need to mention the third group? Just say that it fell into a group of cups and those are all also. But now if one from that group. Fell into a different group of 10,000, then already they're mutter. Because that's what we're saying, after all. We're saying that the original cup, of course, is also. The first mixture that it fell into is also, because suffix. The second mixture we're saying already is heter, because there it's a sex faker. Why do we even need to mention the third mixture? So Tosfos says, because Tosfos refers to what they said earlier in the parak, that the opinion that says that they were also. The opinion that says they're Osir would actually say that even the third group is Osir. And also, Tosfos discusses that with the second group, fine, you can use them, you can sell them one at a time or two at a time or whatever, but you can't use them all by vasachas, because then you're back to one suffix, as opposed to the third group, you would be able to use all of them together, because sex faker. With that said, though, Tosfos also points out that Rashi learns differently, and in particular, we talked about before, Tosfos holds that there are other such brises. Earlier in the perek, we had such a thing that it also mentioned acheres va'acheres, that others got mixed in with other ones, and Tosfos had said over there, you have to take that out, because we see from our Gemara over here, only this is the first time that we're mentioning this concept of acheres va'acheres, where we're saying there's a second mixture that got mixed into a third mixture. We never had that before. And in fact, it wouldn't fit with the flow of the Gemara here if we ever had that before, because the Gemara is asking on Reb Shimon, the Gemara is asking on Shmuel, and if we had such a b'risa before, we would have very simple say that Shmuel goes according to that b'risa. But here we're asking on Shmuel, so only in our b'risa over here do we have this case of acheres la'acheres, whereas in other cases where we said that, and we said that it's also, then we don't have that use of acheres va'acheres. In those cases, we're actually talking only about the original mixture. Anyway, but here we're talking about a mixture into a mixture into a mixture, and Braitha is saying that it's mutter. So you see that you can be makel when it comes to a sex faker. So how is Shmuel saying ad sofa olam that until the end of the world it doesn't work? And the answer is Tanoim. The answer is actually Machlokas Tanoim. Shmuel can find another Tano who agrees with him and says that it's also ad sofa olam. Tanya, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rimone Bodan Asu Osin B'chol Shehu. Rabbi Yehuda says, we talked about a few days ago, we had a list of a few types of produce which are always considered choshuv and not bottle. One of them was Rimone Bodan, pomegranates from a place called Bodan. So we said if they're orla, then they're also no matter how many ones they get mixed into because they're not bottled beroy because they're choshev. And now Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Bodan, Oisin b'chol shehu, they're going to aser even if it's a tiny amount. Ketzad, what does it mean? Nachal Echad Mehem says Riboy, if one of them falls into 10,000 others, Riboy Riboy, and one of the 10,000 fall, and one of that first 10,000 falls into a second 10,000, Asurin, all of them are also, you have a sex fake on each one. Doesn't matter, Rabbi Yehuda says that the Rimoni Bodan are important enough, they're choshev enough, because like we learned before, they're sold by number, that they've never bottled. Tosfos earlier in the parak points out that you do need, in order for that to be a problem, you need that you need it to be osa bahana, and you also need to be dvorim chashuvim, which is why Rabbi Yehuda is specifically mentioning Rimonim Bodan over here, because otherwise, in other words, if it wasn't something chashuv like that, then it could very well be bottled by this point. On the other hand, Tosfos says over there that maybe not. That's pointed out at a time. Tosfos, the Balei HaTosfos continue and point out over there that maybe not necessarily. We're mentioning Rimon and Bodan only because we're going to have the opinion of Reb Shimon, who says that even with Rimon and Bodan, sometimes they can be bottle, and therefore that's what we're mentioning, but Rabbi Yehuda maybe would hold his din even by other kinds of things as well. As long as they're also banal, so you know. So in other words, according to Rabbi Natan, for it to not be bottle, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need both. It's also banal, and it's a double choshuv. Whereas according to the other Balei HaTosfos, not necessarily. It may be enough that it's just. It may be enough that it's also banal. Anyway, continues the Braisa though. Rabbi Shimon ben Yehuda Omer Meshum Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Rabbi Shimon, no, it's not quite as bad as that. L'ribo yasurin, it is true that if what this one rimon that is osur falls into 10,000, then they're all going to be osur because you have one suffix. U'miribo l'shloisha, u'mishloisha l'mokamachar. However, if one of those 10,000 then falls into three other ones of heter, we're going to see in a minute why we're going to see soon why three. We'll start talking about at the bottom of the Amud. If one of those 10,000 falls into only three, and one of those three falls into another place, mutter, then you're already allowed to have hanah from it. So now we see, in other words, that So we see that. So Rav holds like Reb Shimon, and Shmuel holds like Reb Yehuda. So Rav holds that a set sefer will be fine, whereas Reb Shimon holds that a set sefer is no good. But the Gemara asks, though, Shmuel de Omar, come on. Still, though, you have to ask, who is Shmuel actually going like? E to Reb Yehuda. The fact is, Shmuel is saying his din only by Avodah Zarah. E to Reb Yehuda, but if Shmuel actually holds like Reb Yehuda, after the Bishai Isurim also, then it should be also even by other Isurim. The E to Reb Shimon, and if you're telling me that he's like Reb Shimon, after the Babar Eskachovim, Nami Shuri, then it should be Mutu, even when it comes to Avodah Zarah. So we don't see either of these Tanoim, Reb Yehuda or Reb Shimon, drawing a distinction between Avodah Zarah and anything else. Where is Shmuel getting that distinction from? The Chitema, and if you're going to answer, Shiny Leather Reb Shimon, Avodah Eskachovim, the Shari Surim, maybe indeed Reb Shimon would hold that there's a difference between Avodah Zarah and other Isurim. After all, the Braisa that we just quoted is speaking about Rimone Bodon, where they're also because of Oral or because of something else like that, which is not Avodah Zarah. So maybe, in fact, Reb Shimon would say that when you have the one falls into the 10,000 and then one of the 10,000 falls into three, then it's Mutter. So maybe that would only be by Orla and other such things. They're also Bano, but they're not Avodah Zarah. Maybe he is Machmir more by Avodah Zarah. Maybe he is Machmir by Avodah Zarah. The problem with that is Elohad the Tanya, Suffolk Avodah Kachav Masuro, Sek Sekum Uteres. Then the problem would be the Braisa that we quoted earlier when we mentioned about cups. Where we said that Avodah Zarah is Suffolk Avodah Zarah is Osir and Set Seker is Mutter. Well, who would that be like? Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Valo Rabbi Shimon. Valo Rabbi Shimon. It would come out like neither Rabbi Yehuda nor Rabbi Shimon, because we would say that both of them are Machmir by Avodah Zarah. So if you say that Rabbi Shimon holds across the board that Set Seker is Mutter, Avodah Zarah, or anything else, then fine. That Rudi Braisa about the cups is like Rabbi Shimon. Meanwhile, Rabbi Yehuda is Machmir and says even Set Seker is Osir. But when it comes to Avodah Zarah or any Isurim. But Shmuel wants to draw a distinction and say by Avodah Zarah, Set Seker is Osir. By other Isurim, it's Mutter. Then it comes out, if you're going to say that, either you're going to have to say that Reb Shimon, either you're going to have to say Reb Shimon does not make a distinction, and then Shmuel doesn't have any tana to hold like, or Reb Shimon is going to make that distinction, but then you have a problem with the Udi Ubraisa, it's not according to either of those opinions. And the answer is, well, Olam Reb Shimon. The answer is that you could say that the Tana of that Braisa is Reb Shimon. He, in fact, is Makel by Avodah Zarah as well. Ushmul, Savalak Reb Yehuda Bechadah, Polagale Bechadah. Well then, so Rab holds straight out like Reb Shimon. Shmuel will agree with Reb Yehuda in one thing and disagree with him on the other thing. He'll hold that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, we have to ask for Svet Seker. But when it comes to other Isurim, then we can be Makel and we can allow Svet Seker. So therefore, and Shmuel's entitled to do that. He can't outright argue with Tanoim, but he's entitled in different scenarios to take on the opinions of different Tanoim, so he can say that as far as Avodah Zarah, we're going to follow Rabbi Yehuda, and as far as other Isurim, we're going to follow Rabbi Shimon. Now, Omar, we said before, in Reb Shimon's opinion in the Braisa, we said that the one pomegranate fell into 10,000, and then we said, Miriboy l'shloisha, we said one of them fell into three other ones, or Mishloisha l'mokamacha, and then one of those three fell into a different place. Mutter, then we said that you're allowed to eat the second and third mixtures. So the question is, why three? Maishna shloisha de ikad ruba. Why, if there were three, then it means that you have a roiv, you have three already, and then this fourth one falls in and it's bottle among them. Shnai nami ikad ruba. Well, then all you need for that purpose is two. You have two pomegranates there, and then a third one falls in, and then it's bottle b'roiv. The ikad ruba. You also have a roiv. So the Gemara says, you're right, you're right, when we say three, what we actually mean is that there's three altogether after the mixture, meaning we started out with two and now we have three. So in fact, it would be valid if it fell into only two. The Braisa had mentioned three, meaning that altogether now you have a mixture of three. Another possibility is he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Now, who's the he? So regular Rashi, what's printed here on the side, and Rashi Ksavyad both give two explanations, although the order of them is flipped around. So Rashi Ksavyan's first explanation, which is regular Rashi's second explanation, is that when we say he holds like Rabbi Eliezer, we mean that Rabbi Shimon in the Braisa that we just quoted holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Before we talked about on Omar Aleph about Rabbi Eliezer holding the concept of toilin, that we can say that we can attribute when one of them is lost, for example, one head was offered on the Mizbeach, then we can attribute that was the one that was also, and we're allowed to do the rest of them. Well, Rabbi Eliezer had said only when you're offering them two, and when you're offering them two at a time, because like we said, then every time you're offering them, you can say that at least you know for a fact one of them is mutter, and therefore we can say that the concept of tolin will allow us to say the second one is also mutter. Well, then by the same token, Rabbi Eliezer is going to allow it only over here. So now you have again the one pomegranate that was also fell into 10,000. So far we know that's also because fine Rimoni Bodon are something chashuv and they're asking the mixture and they're not bottle like we said before. But now when one of those 10,000 falls into another one and we want to say spek sveka, so we need to have a total of four so that we can sell them two at a time. Otherwise, if it falls into a group of three, we have a problem. We're going to go sell the first two, but then we're going to have one left and we might not be able to use toilin in that case. So therefore, that would explain why it actually has to fall into three in order to avoid that problem, in order that we can sell them two at a time. So that's one explanation. The other explanation, the second one in Rashi Ksavyad, the first one in regular Rashi, is that he holds like Rabbi Eliezer is referring to Shmuel. What Shmuel says, Spek Seka of Avodah Zarah is Osir, whereas by other Isurim, he doesn't hold that, would be following an opinion of Rabbi Eliezer, a different opinion of Rabbi Eliezer that we haven't discussed in the Sugya yet. Namely, you have a case in Masechet Avodah Zarah where a person took wood from an Asherah tree, so it's also Banah, the whole tree is also Banah, and now you have a case, the Mishnah continues over there, you took this wood from an Asherah, and you fired up an oven with it and baked bread in it. So now the bread is also bana, and if that, then now you have similar cases. If that bread gets mixed up with other bread, and from the second group gets mixed up with the third group, Rabbi Eliezer says yirlachanol yamamelach, that you have to take the value that the wood put into the baking of the bread and take that to the yamamelach and throw it in there and destroy it. Meaning, in other words, that Rabbi Eliezer holds that when it comes to Avodah Zarah, even sex seifa is also. So that would be another way of understanding. Therefore, according to the second explanation, we said Shmuel doesn't hold like Rabbi Yehuda or like Rabbi Shimon, but fine, he can hold like Rabbi Eliezer. In that case involving wood from an Asherah, and therefore say that, and therefore that would be why he's saying. So in other words, according to the first explanation, the Gemara is explaining. So in other words, according to the first explanation, the Barisema is explaining why we need the pot, is explaining Rabbi Shimon, why does Rabbi Shimon require that the pomegranate falls into three other pomegranates, that one of the pomegranates from the mixture of 10,000 fell into three and not into two. According to the second explanation, the Barisema is rewinding a bit and explaining why is it not a contradiction on Shmuel. In the previous explanation, we said he agrees with Rabbi Yehuda in one thing and disagrees with him on the other. He uses Rabbi Yehuda's opinion about sex, also only by Avodah Zarah, but not by other Isurim. Now, another answer is we don't need that. We can say he holds like Rabbi Eliezer. Tosfos has a problem with that second explanation that we're talking about Shmuel. Rashi Ksavyad himself actually finishes off in saying the first explanation has to be the second explanation, this one about Shmuel and Rabbi Eliezer, has to be the correct one, says Rashi. Because otherwise, if you're going to go according to the first explanation, the problem is that if it falls into two, you have three, and then that's an odd number, and how are you going to sell them two by two? What's the big deal? Sell all three of them together and have done with it. Therefore, so that wouldn't be a problem. So therefore, you could just as well say that, and that wouldn't be an issue. Necessarily, therefore, you have to take the explanation that it means that Shmuel is agreeing with Rabbi Eliezer. Or to be exact, actually, regular Rashi says that would mean Rabbi Lazar's understanding of Rabbi Eliezer on Amud Aleph. That explanation of Rabbi Shimon. Anyway, Tosfos has a problem with the explanation that we're talking about Shmuel because For a couple of reasons. First of all, the Chachamim also hold that the bread there is also Rabbi. In fact, they're more machmir than Rabbi Yezer. Rabbi Yezer says you're the Hanol Yamamelach, that you have to take the value of the wood that was used to bake the bread and throw it into the Yamamelach, and then the rest will be mutter. And the Chachamim say you don't even have that. You can't redeem a Bedizara that way. So we should say that Rabbi Yezer. So he's not just like Rabbi Yezer. It means that it would be like Rabbi Yezer and the Chachamim as well. In addition, in that Gemara over there, whenever it is, Rabbi Eliezer applies his rule to other Isurim as well. And besides that, also, Tosfos says, whenever the Gemara says that a certain Amora holds like a certain Tana, or even that a certain Tana holds like a certain other Tana, if we haven't quoted what that Tana said yet, we're going to quote it and explain it. So here, you would expect the Gemara to say, Savalak Rabbi Eliezer, Ditznan, as we learn in that Mishnah in Avodah Zarah, and then explain it. Why instead is the Gemara leaving that as if we all know what Rabbi Eliezer said, and we have to leave it to Rashi to supply that for us? So a couple of other questions. So Tosfos actually says that no, the other explanation is the correct one. We're saying Reb Shimon holds like Reb Eliezer, that we can say Tolin, but again, it has to be two by two, as Reb Eliezer had explained, Reb Eliezer's opinion, so therefore you have two by two. So now when you have one of them falls into three, and then you have four over here, then you can sell them, then you can sell them two by two. But if you have to at least have the possibility of selling them two by two. But if they fall into two and you only have three, the only way, so Rashi is saying, okay, so sell them three at a time. What's the big deal? But we're saying it's not so. It has to be. There has to be the possibility of being able to sell them two by two. Tosfos ends up saying, by the way, the halacha is not necessarily like Shmuel about sex fake of Avodah Zarah, because when it comes to matters of Issur Heter, the halacha is like Rav. So in fact, we have on Omer Aleph, when we wrote a brayta that said Sufik Avodas Chacham Masura or Set Seikum Uteres, then in fact that is the accepted halacha. So therefore, so in a case like that, so you have the pomegranate of a dezara or the cup or the ring or whatever the different things we were talking about in the surya that fell into a mixture. They're all going to be osur, but if from that mixture it fell into a different mixture, Then already it'll be mutter. Over Rish Lakish. So now Rish Lakish says further in this connection. Chobis shot truma, if a barrel of wine of truma, now before when we learned on Ayin Beis and Beis, we learned the list of things that are never bottled because they're chashuv, a barrel was one of them. We talked about it over there. Doesn't mean after a barrel of wine, would the same thing be a barrel of oil or apple cider or whatever. Anyway, so if a barrel of that, and it's Arab Meachobius, if it got mixed in with 100 other barrels, and again we said it's not bottled, even though normally truma is bottled in 100, but here we said it's not bottled because it's a dovish of a minion. As something that's regularly counted. But now, the Nofla Achasman, the Yamamelach, if now one of those barrels fell into the Yamamelach, Hutru Kulan, then all of them become Mutter. So this is similar to the case of the rings falling into the Yamagrogel that we said before. It says over here Yamamelach, by the way. On the side it says it should really be Yamamelach. The Shittim Kubetza says it should really be Yamagrogel. And as a practical matter, if a barrel falls into the Yamamelach, it's so salty, anything there will float. And as we said on Amun Aleph, it has to be that sinks to the bottom and is never going to be found again. And never going to be joined up with the group again, as opposed to if it falls into the Yamamelach, then it can easily be fished out of there and joined back into the group. So we wouldn't necessarily have that heter. With that said, I suppose we could say that maybe if it falls into the Yamamelach, there's a high likelihood that some of the water will leak into there and spoil the wine. That's another matter, though. Anyway, so if one of them falls into the sea, says Rish Lakish, Hutru Kulan, all of them are mutter, Jaminin, Hachta Nafal, the Isura Nafal, because we can say the one that fell in was the one that was Osir. And therefore the rest of them are mutter. Now this is similar to the din that we had on Omer Aleph that Rav Nachman had said as far as rings that fall into the that fall into the ocean. So what's the difference? Why do we need both dinim? The itzrich der Rav Nachman, the itzrich der Rish Lakish. We actually need to be told both dinim. We couldn't derive one from the other. Dinim der Rav Nachman have aminaham tani milavres kachavim deim amaturin. You could say in Rav Nachman's din, avodah zara, there's no heter for it. So therefore, what's going to happen if we don't say that the ring that fell in is going to be, if we can't do toilin and say the ring that fell in is the one that was also, then all of them are going to be also and we have no way of being matter then. Aber Truma Vieshlamatun. But Truma, after all, there is a way, you don't have to destroy the rest of it. All you have to do is sell it to Kohenim at the price of Truma. Like, maybe the Chachamim should not be Makel, and we should say that we shouldn't be able to do, Tolin, and we should assume that the barrel of Truma is still in this mixture. Therefore we need Rish Lakish Zin. The Imid Rish Lakish. On the other hand, if we only had Rish Lakish Zin, have Amina, then you would say, on the contrary, Chovis the Minker and the Filasa. When it comes to a barrel, it's very noticeable. A barrel is a big thing. So when one of them falls into the ocean, it makes a big splash. It's very noticeable. So therefore the Chachamim can allow it and say, now that obviously it would be also if the barrel was still mixed in with the other ones and we didn't know which one was which, we might think that we might make a Xeda that you can't use them even after one of them falls in, because you might think to be Matu that even before one falls in, with a barrel you're not gonna make a mistake like that. Al Tabas, when it comes to a ring, the Leminker on the Philosopher, it's a small thing, it's not so noticeable. Loy, maybe we shouldn't allow it because maybe we should be concerned that if we allow it after the one ring falls in, people might even use the rings before one falls in because they're not going to realize the difference. So therefore, Tzrichi, we need both Din and we need Rav Nachman Din as well, that even by rings, which are small things, nevertheless we can be Matir when one ring fell in. However, now, since we're saying, though, that a barrel is that a barrel is something big and noticeable, Omer Rabbah, so Rabbah says, Lohita Rish Lakish ala Chovis to Minkur and a Filasa. In fact, Rish Lakish would taka allow it only by a barrel where the falling of it in is very noticeable. Aval Te'ena, but if it was, let's say, one fig of Truma that got mixed into a whole bunch of other figs, that got mixed into 99 or fewer figs of Heter, and then one of them falls into the Yamagadol, Loi, then Rosh Lakish would not allow it. Because again, Rosh Lakish's din is fine. We said that we need both dinim, Rav Nachman's and Rosh Lakish's, because to make it clear that it doesn't matter whether it's noticeable. Rosh Lakish himself doesn't have to hold on that. He can very well hold that it's only when it's noticeable, then we're going to allow it. If not, then not. And therefore, so if it's figs, which are not noticeable, it's not so noticeable. If one of them falls in, then Rosh Lakish would not allow it, says Rabba. Rabbi Yosef says, no, I feel the te'ena can philosopher kachal yosef. Rish Lakish would say his din even when it comes to a fig falling in, because the same thing that would apply when it falls in, the same thing when it comes out. In other words, the same way one fig of Truma falls into 99 and asses them. Now you could argue, well, it's barely noticeable. Nevertheless, so asses the whole mixture. Well, then by the same token, when we removed one from the mixture, one of them from the mixture fell into the Amamelach, then we can also say that if that's considered significant enough to make all of it mutter. So the Gemara continues now there are actually here we're talking about that all this time we've been talking about it fell into less than 100 because after all if it was bottle then it's bottle. With that said though there's a different way of understanding the machloekas. Then actually the question would be when we know that truma is bottle in 100, but like we talked about before, when it's bottle in 100, you do have to remove one from the mixture. You do have to remove one from the mixture and to give it to the Kohenim, because again, you have Gezel HaShevet. Otherwise, you have a problem. You're depriving the Kohenim of what they're supposed to be getting. But now the question would be, in the case where one of them fell into the Yamagadol, do you actually have to do that, or do you not? So Rabbah would say that if it was a barrel, you don't have to, but if it was a fig, you do. And Rabbi Yosef would be saying, either way, you don't have to. Either way, we can say that the one that fell in is the one that was the Truma, and therefore the Kohenim have already gotten their Truma, or not have gotten. In this case, they haven't gotten. It's been lost. But nevertheless, you're not responsible to do anything else for them. So that would be a different way of understanding the Machlokes. The Gemara continues. If one barrel of truma falls into 100 others, and again, it's not bottle because they're all sealed barrels, and as we looked before, sealed barrels are one of the things that are not bottle. Nevertheless, says Rav Elazar, you're allowed to open one of the barrels and drink it, because as soon as you open it, it doesn't have a chashivus anymore. The whole chashivus is when it's closed. So now that one is mutter. The notal hemenica de dimur, so it's not completely mutter. The notal hemenica de dimur, you take out from the barrel the amount that would be necessary to give to truma. Again, here what you have is it's one in 100. Ordinarily truma is bottle one in 100. Again, we're saying because it's sealed barrels, they have a chashivos and they're not bottled. Fine, says Rabbi Lozer. When you open up a barrel, it loses its chashivos, besides which some mafarshim point out that you can say at this point, called a potash, meruba potash, like we said before, when it was removed, we can assume it was removed from the majority. And the majority, after all, are not truma. So now, when you open that one, now you have the ordinary dinim of bittul applied. The truma is bottle 1 in 100. Fine, so you have to take out 100 for the barrel and the wine and give it to the koyin, again, so you don't have gezel or shave it. But show then, you can drink the rest. So the Gemara says, Yossi Rav Dimi v'ka'omel ala ha-shmaita. Rav Dimi was sitting and saying over the statement of Rav Elazar, omelay Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says to him, I don't understand how that would work. Gma v'shossi kachazina hacha. Then what I see over here is, in effect, you can just swallow and you can drink the whole mixture by just opening up one of the barrels. So then what's the case of it here? We said that chovias stumas, that sealed barrels, are not bottle. How are you going to have that? Every time you have a mixture like that, all you're going to do is, like Rebbe Lozer was saying, you're going to open them up one at a time, and you're going to drink them. So when the Chachamim said before that sealed barrels are not going to be bottled, then the question is, so Hamaha Ilu Chachamim Metakanasim, what good does that Takana do of saying that they're not bottled? All you do is open up the barrels one at a time and drink. The Rosh explains the question differently. How can you be Mevatel Issu L'Chatchila? Ella Ema, rather, says Rav Nachman to Rav Dimi, what you have to say correct, the correct way to say what Rav Elazar is saying is, Niftacha achas mehem. If one of them was open, not the kavana, one of them was open, somebody didn't realize that there's a mixture over here, and open one of them. Then no telemetic did more of a shoisa. Then you can take one out, and then you can take one out, and you can drink, and then take the hundredth out of it and drink the rest, because then it wasn't, nobody was
here from that one.
Nobody was, because then he wasn't mevatel issur l'hatchila, and it wasn't we can't say maha ilu chachamim v'takanosim, because the chachamim are still going to the chachamim's takana still applies. You can't open it deliberately, but you opened it accidentally, then fine. The Gemara continues. Omer of Oshia. So in this connection, of Oshia says, Chovis shal truma shenis arva may of chamishim chovis. If one barrel of truma got mixed into 150 barrels. And we said it's still not bottled because they're all sealed. V'niftichu me'a mehen. If 100 of those barrels were open, and as we just said, according to the corrected version of Rav Elazar's din, that they'll all be mutter because they were open and nobody deliberately did it in order to be mevatel anything. So all of those are osir. And all of those now become mutter. Notel hemenika de dimur. So each one of those 100 barrels, you take the amount necessary for truma, 100th of the barrel. V'shoiseh. You drink it. However, the twist is, Oshar Asurin, the rest of the 50 are still going to remain Osir, Adshi Poschu, until they're open. So each one that's sealed is still going to be Osir. Eventually, if it gets open accidentally, then it'll be Mutter. Again, if you open it deliberately, then not. Now you can't say at this point the Isser is more likely to be in the Roy. We talked about before about the rings, for example, where sometimes we can say that the Isser is among the Roy. Here we can't say that. That the Isser is more likely among the 100 that were already opened up. You can't say that. Now, why not? Shetim Kubetzis explains because Rav Oshia disagrees with Rav Yehuda. Before on Aleph, he said Rav Yehuda would allow it in the case of the rings with the 60 and the 40, because we can say that the ring that's also is more likely among the 60 rather than among the 40. So Shetim Kubetzis explains Rav Oshia disagrees with that. And then the Ponim Neiris finds reason to draw a distinction. They are to say that it's among the 60 is Lachumra, whereas over here to say that it's among the 100 would be a Kula. And there are different other explanations of why there would be a distinction between the two cases that don't require us to say that Oshia and Rav Yehuda disagree. Okay. So that ends this whole discussion as far as Tarubis. So now, as far as the dinim of why, of the various details of why the animals in our Mishnah are not bottled, the rest of the Perek is also going to deal with matters of Tarubis. But now that we dealt with the fundamentals, why the animals are not bottled, let's continue through the Mishnah and go through the various cases. So again, we have the Mishnah had started with cases of an animal that's also Bahanah that got mixed up with Korbanos. And then the Mishnah had brought a bunch of cases of animals that are not also Bahanah, they're just also bringing a Korban that got mixed up with other ones. So we said in that case, you leave them to graze until they develop a mum, and you sell them and you use the money to buy other Korbanos of that type. So the Gemara asks, we had that long list over there, Harideya, Van Nirba, etc., and one of the ones on the list was Trefa. So, Bishlema Kulu Lo Yadiyah. And when it comes to most of them, you're not going to know, because Reveya and Nirva, for example, the animal was used for bestiality, but afterwards, no, you can't necessarily see anything on the animal that was done. So therefore, you could say, so therefore, it's possible for them to be mixed up, and you have no way of telling. Ela hai trefa hei chidomi. But what's the scenario over here with the animal that's a trefa? If you can tell which one is trefa, and there are trefas that are externally visible. For example, Rashi gives an example. If the legs were cut off above the joint, there's a certain joint in the leg, an animal's leg has several joints in it. You have what's the equivalent of our knee joint. Then you have a joint below that, which is the equivalent of our ankle, and that's where the tzimis hagidin are. There's a huge collection of tendons over there, which are relevant as far as the halachas of terefa. And then you have the lower part of the leg there, and you have a joint there by the hoof. So if the leg of the animal is cut off above that middle joint, I think there are different opinions whether it's above the middle joint or above the upper joint. In any case, the point is that in that case, then the animal is going to be trefa. So if you can see that, take it out of the mixture and have done with it. Ela yodalei, and if you don't know, if you can't tell, mino yoda diyarim, then how do you even know that one that was trefa was mixed in? How would you know to begin with that the animal was trefa? So the Gemara gives three answers. Suppose you have, for example, you have an animal in this mixture that previously had been pierced with a thorn. Now, when it comes to if it was pierced with a thorn or something like that, if the hole goes all the way into the body cavity, then the animal is going to be trefa. But if not, if it just pierces through the flesh and the muscle and it doesn't go all the way through, the animal is still kosher. However, then you have another animal that was clawed by a wolf or some other predator like that. There, you don't need the hole to go there. You don't need the clawing, the hole to go all the way into the body cavity. Just the fact that it was clawed by this wolf or whatever predator is enough to make it trefa. Generally speaking, we'll learn about it in a chulin, Bez Hashem, in a few months. The Gemara talks about there's some kind of poison that comes from the predator's claws into the victim. And then the pashtus, svalabatish, we would say, and this is how it's explained in various svarim, that it means that partially have bacteria there under the predator's claws, and those get into the victim and they set up an infection there, and that eventually kills the victim. Whatever the case, the point is, so now you have two animals, both of which have a hole in their side. One was caused by a thorn or some inanimate object like that, so there's no problem of this venom or poison or whatever. And the other one was a wolf, and there's this problem of drusa, there's a problem of this venom. So now you have two, you have the animals are mixed up, so now you can't easily tell which one is which. That's one way. Rish Lakish Amar, Rish Lakish gives a different answer. Then the Arab in a fuller. Another example would be where the kosher korbanos were mixed up with an animal that fell off a roof or other high place. Now the din is when an animal, we'll learn about it in the Chulin, Bez Hashem, that if the animal falls off and it can't stand up, then it's suffered trefa. And if you have to wait at least 24 hours, otherwise, and if you shecht it during those 24 hours, it's a suffix trefa because its internal organs might have been crushed or damaged by the fall. And even if, Rashi goes on to say, even if you go and examine it and you don't find anything wrong, sometimes it can take up to 24 hours for these problems to develop, and therefore within 24 hours, it's a suffix trefa. If it survived 24 hours, and then you shift it, then you start checking it. Now, Rashi finishes off in saying, since there's a suffix trefa over here, you can't even bring it into the Azorah to shift it, because as the Pasuk says, would you offer such a thing to your governor? You wouldn't. So therefore, by the same token, you can't offer it to Hashem. That's one way of explaining what the problem is. Another problem is just because you may end up shifting a trefa. But in any case, the point is that now you have, again, within 24 hours, you can't tell, it's a suffix, and that could be a case where you have it mixed up and it's within 24 hours, and you can't yet tell whether it's safe. Okay, so the Gemara asks, the full Nami Livdika, so what's the problem? You can check it in a different way. The Gemara in Chulin over there says, brings an opinion that if the animal can walk after the fall, then it's completely kosher. This is what we're saying. You need to wait 24 hours if the animal can't stand up. But if it can stand up and walk, then there's an opinion there in Chulin that says that it's perfectly kosher. The answer is kasava, because Rish Lakish holds, Rish Lakish was giving this answer. He holds omda even if the animal stands up and walks. Tzricha Meslas. He holds that if it just stands up and it doesn't walk, Tzricha Meslas, then you need to wait 24 hours. It can't walk yet, so you don't know what's been injured internally. But even if it walks, Tzricha Bedika, then you still need to check it. So even after it walks, you might have brought in a treifa to the azara and shechted it over there, and therefore you can't do that. So you're not going to know whether it's treifa until after you examine it. Most of that, obviously, you can have with any animal you shecht, there might be that concern, but usually we say that things have a cheskas kashrus. So the normal animal has a cheskas, has a chazaka that it doesn't have any treifas. But here, where you have reason, you have what's called a reyesa, you have reason to be concerned that there might be something wrong with it, then you shouldn't be bringing it into the Azara to Shecht in the first place. Okay, so that's a second answer. A third answer, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Kain D'Arga Vlad Treifa. A third answer is that the animal itself is not a Treifa, but it was born from an animal, it was born to a mother who was a Treifa. Rabbi Eliezer, you name the omniscient, would then be like Rabbi Eliezer, D'Amar Vlad Treifa La'yukur of Agam Mizeach. He says that the baby of a Treifa cannot be brought as a Korban. We'll learn it in a second. Tomorrow, the Gemara explains over there, the Gemara explains why it is. So therefore, that would be a third case. Now, there's no physical difference visible in this baby animal versus any other animal. Nevertheless, it's still today for a point of the other. Well, then that would be the case where you can't tell when it's mixed up with the other ones. Okay. Why do we need three different answers? The Gemara says, Kulu Kudav Yanai La'amri. The other two, Chachamim, Rish Lakish and Rabbi Yirmiyahu, did not want to accept Rabbi Yanai's explanation that we're talking about two animals that were pierced, but one by a thorn and one by the claws of a predator. Because then the Kovas HaKoyt, Jerusalem says, hey, maybe a deer, because you can easily tell the difference. Hai Moshe, Hai Ogle. Because the one from the predator is going to be a long ripping motion. So you're gonna have a long hole over there. So the high ogre, whereas if it was done by a thorn or something else, then it's round. So you could easily tell. Kiddush Lakish Le'amri, they don't want to say like Rish Lakish because Kasavri Omda in its Tzricha Meslas. They don't agree with his position. They say if the animal stands up, that already you don't need to wait Meslas, you can shecht it right away. So you don't need Bedikah. So therefore, it's good, and there should be no problem with bringing it into the Azara. And Kirub Yumiya Le'ami, none of them want to say like Rabbi Yumiyah, because Kirub Eliezer Le'Mokni, they don't want to say that all Mishnah should be like only Rabbi Eliezer, they would rather say it throws a point to everybody. So that is why we need three different reasons, because each reason has a flaw in it that the other two don't have. So those are the possibilities of how you could have that a Treifa is mixed in with other kosher animals, and you wouldn't be able to think.